How much would you pay to have less climate change? Ken Caldera at the Carnegie Institution in Stanford, California, has a proposal, presenting it in the May 20th, 2021 issue of Nature. Let's have commercial airplanes fly slightly higher or lower, up to about 3,000 feet, on long flights than they do now. That costs a tiny amount more in fuel consumption, about 0.1%, but it seriously reduces the high-altitude contrails that account for about 2% of global warming. Contrails form readily at the normal flight altitudes, and they are particularly good at trapping thermal or heat radiation that otherwise could escape to outer space. The cost, again, is small. His estimate works out to $1 billion per year. Wow! But you might be surprised to know that air travel uses 2% of all fossil fuel on Earth at about $200 million. On the benefit side is reduced global warming. It's hard to estimate, admittedly, especially as economists use widely disparate bases and ideologies, but upper estimates for the next 20 years alone are at $50 trillion. That damages 40% of one year's run of the global economy. $1 billion spent to cut $1 trillion of damages is a good deal, no? Recall also that the costs of climate change go far beyond monetary impacts in human suffering, many millions of people displaced, countries destabilized. Think of Syria. I vote yes on this action. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy,